Wisconsin farmers who are struggling during the pandemic crisis still have a chance to sign up for federal aid, but they're urged to act quickly, and assistance groups say the latest round could especially help smaller producers. December 11th is the deadline for farmers to apply for help under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2, or CFAP. Alejandra Hernandez, who is with Wisconsin's Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, says unlike the first round of funding, this new relief package has an expanded list of eligible commodities. She says that can boost the chances of qualifying for those who aren't producing on a larger scale.
We have a lot of small to mid-sized producers, and, you know, a lot of them are, you know, selling at farmers markets, things like that.
She says many of these smaller producers who relied heavily on demand from restaurants have now shifted to direct marketing to stay afloat. The aid provided under the program comes in the form of direct payments, allowing farmers to cover needed expenses. At the onset of the pandemic, agricultural groups in Wisconsin had projected losses of tens of millions of dollars due to COVID-19 for a variety of commodities. Michael Dolan is owner of Seven Seeds Farm in Spring Green, where he raises organic and grass-fed beef, pork, and chicken. He says the new application process has been much more productive than the first, noting that the local farm service agency office helped him with the paperwork, and he received payment within 2 to 4 weeks.
Right now, it's helping us to cash flow and buy feed that, you know, we're having to hang on to these animals longer.
He says that's because slaughter facilities in Wisconsin are backed up, adding to his operations dilemma. Dolan encourages any farmer nervous about qualifying to at least explore the process. Meanwhile, the Michael Fields Institute is providing direct help with applying for aid. On the group's website, there are a host of links, including a calculator to assess how much aid you could receive. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.